representation of women in politics. Please, you have the floor.
Much, Madam Chair, and thank you to all for staying, because it's been a long, long day. And thank you too for inviting the European Women's Lobby. And just very quickly, the European Women's Lobby is the biggest non-governmental organization in the European Union, a membership-based organization, brings together members from throughout the European Union and also from candidate countries. And our mission and vision and values, they're all based on feminist principles. And that means equal rights for women at every part and area of life, including decision-making, liberated from exploitation and sexual violence, and freedom of choice, and also the freedom to live a life free from all forms of exploitation. So I'm very pleased to that today I heard from many of you a recognition of the role of civil society. And I think that shows that we would not, our societies would not maybe survive or thrive, certainly, without the input of civil society. Civil society has been mobilized for decades, as you say, the 30 years since Beijing, but before that as well. So it's absolutely crucial for a healthy democratic society that there are critical, independent voices in the form of civil society that actually push and pull and put call for accountability as well. I think we've come here today as well. We've come this far. You know, we have made progress over the last 30 years. I think civil society played a massive role in that. And I also would like to congratulate CEDAW for adopting the general recommendation on parity 50-50, because we have seen over the years in countries where they did introduce quotas, we made massive, the speed of progress was much faster. You know, today it was said as well that if we don't do anything or if we stay in the same pace, we could be waiting 100 years to achieve gender equality. And I think everybody in this room and on this panel would love to see it in their lifetime. So that's congratulations to CEDAW. I think the 50-50 parity will certainly make a difference. However, also, yeah, thank you. So just to say as well, the civil society is shrinking. The space is shrinking. And I really want to send a plea to you all to look after civil society. Don't let that space shrink, because if it shrinks, there are going to be consequences at every single level, and we won't be able to really move ahead. What does that mean to support them as well? It means funding, because the space is shrinking, because also the funding and the financial resources are also being limited. And yes, civil society is passionate and does a lot of work, but they can't be taken for granted either. So it's really important to resource and to look after, as I say, look after them. Civil society also plays a part in preparing for elections as well. We see today, what do we see? We see that young men are voting more and more towards the far right. Young women are voting more towards the left. So there's a lot of work to do as well in terms of going out to vote for a feminist agenda, because a feminist agenda is in everybody's best interest. It's not just for women, it's for the whole of society. And it means that everybody would be able to work and in a well-being society. Right. And then finally, if I may, just to say, to say that the last 5 years at the level of the European Union, we have seen some progress. And today the European Union gave you some of the initiatives that were passed, legislative initiatives as well. We had for the first time a woman president of the European Commission, and we could see that women's leadership does matter. It does count. She put issues on the agenda that concern women's lives, which, you know, led to the adoption of a number of very important legislative measures that protect women. The ratification of the Istanbul Convention, the first ever European directive on violence against women, which means that women and girls throughout Europe will have equal protection. And that's so important, and recourse. She also put on the table as well a European care strategy. So just to the Women on Boards directive was also unleashed after 10 years of being stuck in the system. So it really shows that women in leadership, they do matter, they do count. However, I just want to say one thing about the European elections that took place in June this year, and a very worrying trend. For the very first time since direct elections of 1979, the number of women elected has actually decreased. And that's a very worrying trend. We also see that the rise in political groups that do not, are, I would say, hostile to women's rights. And a lot of women are also sitting with those groups. So I think we're going, you know, we really have to be very vigilant about this. And we really need to ensure that we get back to our feminist principles and to move ahead. And just to say as well that men can be, and perhaps I should say should be, feminists as well. So this, we can really build together and stand up against the pushback. But it's really important. It's a worrying trend that we see. And also it's going to have a huge impact on civil society space. And it's really important to watch that as well. So, okay, so I'm going to just finish there and just say gender mainstreaming. I think gender mainstreaming was one of the issues that emerged from the Beijing 30 years ago, an innovative, very transformative concept. But I think it's one of the areas today that we haven't fully achieved, and we must keep pushing at every single area, every single policy area as well, that we have gender mainstreaming, whether it's in budgets, transport, in every single area. So I'd just like to leave you with that message, and civil society will continue doing its work with you together, because partnership is absolutely crucial. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.